Before we go further, we had mentioned yesterday the Rambam has a taina on Shmuel Anovi. Seems as a machlekes harishonim. In this, I'd like to read over the Chavis Avovis Mishah Bitochin. Says as follows: Atamoytze Shmuel Olav Hashalom Oimer Eich Eilech V'Sham Hashol V'Halgeini. And there was no taina on Shmuel for asking such a shaila. The Rabbi Nishlom told him, it was a good ha'ore, because the Rabbi Nishlom told him, v'omaloi eglas boka tikach biyadecho, v'amartal isboech l'ashem bosi, v'shar ha'inyim. So Weistachois, that Fakelt Shmuel had asked the correct question. The Ilu Hoyazek Kitzel Bibitchoinoi, if there was any taine on the Bitochin of Shmuel, Hoysa Chuva Eilov, so Rabbi Shlom would have answered him, Ani Omis Vachaye, Oy Hadoimeloi, Kemoshe Kosav, Kemoshe Omar Lemoshe Olav Hashalem, Eisha Omalai Kikvat Pek Padloshen Anoichi. Moshe Rabbeinu complained he can't go to Paris a Kvat Pek. So he told him, Misom Peliodom. That it was a tiny. So the Mephoshim explain, the Paslechem explains what's the Chilik. So he says, because that's Poshet. He says, the Moshe Rabbeinu was sent to speak to Paroi. So Memele, so if the Rabbi Shalom sent him to speak, so Kochach will be able to speak. That Gufa was the Shlichus. So Memele, if he tainis a kvat peh, so what is he telling the Rabbi Shalom? That I can't speak. So the Rabbi Shalom, misam peh la'oda. Ulam bishmuel, ein shalosei almeniyas hadovah hametzuve. Here the Shaila wasn't, he was unable to do the Shlichus. Sharei yitochen sheye yosu tzivuye. He'll go. That was the time. How should I go? Going, I'm zicha going. There's a shlichus to go, I'll go. But what should I do to avoid this? So there's nothing wrong. Ve'im Shmuel, im time tzidkosai. We're talking about tzidka Shmuel. Lo'i hokel ikonis besibe ktane misibe sakone. He did not want to enter even a minute sakone. Afo pisho yon nichnis bo b'mitzus ha'boyri yizborach. K'shom amulei karnach Hashem v'lechesh lochacha o yishai beis alachmi. Kolshkin sheyiyez zemegune mizulosoi mi bilti mitzvus abeire yisala. That means here he speaks about the gnus that a person is machtas himself in a sakone, that's a gewaldika avla. Now let us go to Daftes. The Gemara had a deal from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that, so we had a diik. You don't have to be chayish. Time at the loy chazina de shakel, loy chazina de shakel chayshinan oboi bedike. So the Gemara says, "Aba mai neima achalte." Let us assume, even though the chulde brought in the chometz, let us assume that he ate it. Yilaisnan medayre saakum tmeim. The kama yishe b'moda v'yamoda tzach bedika boim yoyim. Rafa bishen lo yishe. But even though it's tamei v'chol mokim shechulde v'chazi yecheilun l'halech ein tzorech b'dike. You don't have to be b'idik. It means even though I have to clear of a nefel, but achud and chazer can take care of the nefel. Omar abzeire loikashe ho bebosor v'ho belechem. Bebosor loy mishayre, belechem mishayre. Yesterday we had a shtikol ha'ore that by a chotzer it says that a chotzer ein tzorech b'dike because the urbim eat it. And here it seems that by lechem mishayre, but by emison it's not shver. To the hammer was ma'ira, because that what the gemara means belechem mishayre does not mean that the chulda will not eat it up. Belechem mishayre means is that Tosfos in Daf Chof Aleph that the chulda is matznia. That means it doesn't eat it up right away, since a lechem can last for a few days, so you store it. So it's mishayre. Basel, Mistam, was without refrigeration, the Chuda also decided that either you eat it up now or later it's going to get spoiled. So, Bebasel, Loi Mishaire. Bebasel, the Chuda eats it up right away. Belechem Mishaire, she saws it. It's Matzniya, Bechuren Estokim. So, Vashtay Tzich Da'ir Bemanat Matzniya and Churen Estokim. That's not their Teva. So, whatever they take away, they take away. So, Mamele, they eat it up. They're not Mishaire in the bias. So, Mamele, that was Rab Zeir's Teretz, that a Chuda will be Mishaire in the bias. To be matzni the chometz in the bayis, so therefore you have to be baidi. Omar Rove, Haimai, Rove says the kasha finds on the shon. Bishloi mahosam ema have ema loy have. Bimtim tzoloi mahave ema achalte. Abul hoche the vadi the chazin and the shokol miyame da achalte abesofik uvadai vein sofik meitzim idei vadai. So Rashi said, "Hi, my kloima, my kushe, inami ulche de mishayre bebisre." Vaistois, that was the chiddush of Rav Zvid. Rav Zvid was machadish that fakert achud is zicha matzniya, but bosar achud is not matzniya. So Rav said, "Why you don't need the whole shtik teire?" A filler will say that achud is matzniya bosar, just like it's matzniya lechem. Inami ulche de mishayre bebisre. Is like along the meiche shasa midi, the awesome shasa baalmu, a mahava, a maloyav, hilka heche de shriche chuda, talina lakula, vamrinim tim tsaloy mahava, a mahalte. Besavik achila yachal eitzianu midei sofik ashloch. Avalochi gabi chomets de kashloch, heche de resine de girro, nami nemi achalte, vadayave. So memele, so you say in sofik meitz midei vaday. Sofik is now meitz if mavada isa. Now let us see Taisus. Vim timtza loy mahave eimer rachalte. So this is Rovis Zweksveike. That by mother, a filo, there was a navel, eimer rachalte. In fact, Taisus akashe. Vim taime vomedeires oivet kechovim rishus ayochide. Usnan bemeseches tares kol mokim shate yochel lahalbeis sveikes usveikes sveikes bishus ayochid tomi. So Taisvis says, so there's a klal by Sofik Tume, Bershus HaYochid, Afilu Asvek Sveike, is also Tomi. That is Taisvis Kashi. Now, before we see Taisvis Teretz, let's just appreciate Taisvis Kashi. Taisvis before had said that the holding of Medeire Sa'akum is only in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Loretz. He mentioned the Rashes, they want Geyser B'Chutz Loretz. So we see number one, that the whole din of Medeiros Ha'akim is a Sofik Derabonim. Min HaTeire, you don't have to clear. That's for sure. So therefore, and in Chutzlot, they want Geyser. So, V'av Al-Pi came, Taisus asked Akashe, Abo Midarabonim, it has a Teire Sofik. Midarabonim, it has a Teire Sofik. So Midarabonim, we should say the same klal of a Svek Sveike, B'Shus HaYochet, Sveike Tomei. Doesn't matter if it's a Sofik Minatera. Minatera, I don't have to clear. I mean, the Rabbanan I'm clearing. I have a klal. It's called Sveikas, 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 at the Yochel, the Rabbis, Sveikai Tomi. Let us give one more Hakdome. Dachsachmir, there's a Haflo in Ksubis. The Haflo says in Ksubis that why is it that a Sveik Sveike, Bershusa Yochid, is Sveikai Tomi? What is this different than so the Haflo says a beautiful beer. He says as follows. He says, every Svek Sveike that is mutter works like this. Sofik, Azoit, Azoit. Maybe it's mutter. Maybe it's us. And the fill on the Tzad Isser, there's also a Tzad that's mutter. So Mamela, we have raived Stodim that it's mutter. We have raived Stodim that it's mutter. So Mamela, Svek Sveike is mutter. But by Sofik Tum and Bishus HaYochid, we have a klal, Sofik Kibadai. That there's a klal that we pass can ois the sofik. So when we start the first sofik, sofik azoi, ois ke paske, vadai. It's not vadai, it's finished. So now the next sofik, zeichet vadai. So you don't remain with the first sofik. The first sofik is ois ke paske and peteres vadai. So you have one vadai and another vadai. So you can never create a svek sveike. This is the svore that the Haflo says. So Taisvis asked Akashim. Sofik medeiris akum, without a chulde. It's tame. So you say sofik kevadai. So it's tame. So now so you have another sofik. So And the first suffix we pass can dice already. So now you have another suffix, Shem Ochlo, Shem Aloy Ochlo. It's my two suffix kibadai. So Memele, let it be us. That Lechayra was Tais Viskash. The Yeshloime, the Loidomi, Hach Sveike, Lishar Sveike, the Mayisal, the Maymer, Sheyehei by Nefel, the Domi, the Sophic Beer. This is similar to Sophic Beer. Now, Taisvis is very unclear here, but let us explain. Later we're going to have on Daf Yudam with Aleph, a Machlekes Rabbi Lezer and the Chachomim, by a Sophic Beer. Let's first explain what a Sophic Beer is and what the Svar of Rabbi Lezer is. Sophic Beer means as follows, that there was a case that there was a Beker with 10 fields in the Beker. Each field had its own mechitzas around it, 10 fields. Now we know in field Gimel there's a kever in that field. Where exactly the field is we don't know, but we know there's a kever in field Gimel. Now a person goes into this Beker and he enters one of the fields. Now he comes out and he says, I become Tomei. So they said, did you go into field Gimel? He doesn't know. He doesn't know which field he went into. They all look alike. He went into one field and he went out. So the Chachamim say he's Tomei. Because you say he's called Sveikis. Sveikis Dachi Yochel Arabes. Did he go into field Gimel or not? He went into field Gimel. Was he mile over a kever in field Gimel? That's another suffix. If he went to field Gimel, Tamuchach is Tomei. We say he was mile over a kever also. So we pass Kanois Pateras Vadai each suffix. Rabbi Lezer says, Sofik Biyatoyim. Sofik Biyatoyim. So Taisvis explains there that Rabbi Lezer holds, doesn't hold the whole klal of Svek Sveike Bishus Yochid Sveike Tomei. That's how Taisvis explains. So according to that Taisvis, this Taisvis does not make any sense. But this Taisvis is going, Mistome, the Taisvis Rabbeinu Peretz brings a different beer in Rabbi Lezer. The Taisa Rabbeinu Peretz says that the Mekoyer of Sofik Tume B'Shus HaYochid, we learn out from Saita. So by Saita we know there was a Stire, but we don't know if there was a Tume. So that is the Tzir of Sofik Tume B'Shus HaYochid. She was in a Mokoyim that is Olul L'Tume. We don't know if she became Tume. So that's Aloche Sofik Tume B'Shus HaYochid Sveikoy Tume. Masha Enkein. Masha Enkein by Sofik Bia, I don't know Bechlal if he wasn't Field Gimel. I know he wasn't Field Gimel, and I'll have a Sofik, was he mile over a kever in Field Gimel? That's Dumi Desoiter. There was a Stire and a Sofik Magib. But I don't know Bechlal if he wasn't Field Gimel, so there's a Sofik if there was a Stire. There's no such din of Sofik Tume B'Shus HaYochid if there's a Sofik, if Bechlal there was a Stire. So maybe you don't have Sofik Tume B'Shus HaYochid. Now, so Dachsachmir, that is what Taisvis is saying. Dachsachmir, Taisvis is answering as follows. Afilu, the Chachomim said, that Medoiris HaAkum art Tmeim, doesn't mean that it's Vatai Tomei, that you say Sofik Kevatai. No, they never made such a Sofik, because the whole thing is, it could be. But to assume that there was a nefel and a kvura, the ganze meise, so they never gave it a halacha of a sofik tume of sofik kevada. They never gave it a halacha of sofik tume sofik kevada. So you can't pass kenais the first sofik. If you can't pass kenais the first sofik, so then you can make a svek svek already. We had said the only reason you can't make a svek svek by tume is because the first sofik paskens a chayis peteros vada. So it's a vada. You don't have a svek sveke. Masha Enkein over here, since the first sofik, you cannot pass kenois. They gave it a din of sofik bia. If they gave it a din of sofik bia, so memela, now we can make a svek sveke. That is Dachsamir, what Taisvis is saying. Now, on this, I have two ha'oris, and that will go further. Ha'ora number one, the Rash in the Holois brings down this halacha, medoyrei sa'akum, which is tamei, so the Rash brings down a machlokes tanoim, the Tanakama Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda, what if you bring tchume into the medoyrei sa'akum? What do you do with the tchume? So the Tanakama holds, I think, toilin. And Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda says, soilfin. So l'chayre, you see it's a machloikes tanoim, what din they gave of medayre sa'akim. According to the Tanakama, there's a din toilim, that means you don't check it with the tomb. You're not allowed to eat it, you're allowed to burn it. It's safik tome. So we see they gave the medayre sa'akim a din, not vaday tome. They never said safik vaday. They gave it a din safik. So then I understand Taisvis Teretz. So Taisvis says, since the first safik does not have a Teretz Vadai, you can't say Svek Sveike is Tome. But according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, that it's Selfin, so then I don't understand. So he says safik Kevadai. If he says safik Kevadai, I don't understand Taisvis Teretz. We'll see, but perhaps this Taisvis in the second Teretz assumes maybe that the first safik is safik Kevadai. It would be very good, the two terutim of Taisus are according to these two Tanoim, but Taisus, if Taisus meant that Taisus would have been more explicit and brought down the Machloikis Tanoim and say according to this Tanazoi, according to this Tanazoi. Basically, that's Ha'orah number one. Ha'orah number two, we explain that the Lomdus of Safik Bia is that on the first Safik he can't say Safik Kevada, because that's not Dumya Desaita. Fine. So let us speak 1 minute by the case of Safik Bia. Safik Bia, I have a Safik, did I go into Sadeh Gimel? Did I not go into Sadeh Gimel? Fine. And this Safik, what are you paskin? I don't know, it's a Safik. I don't have any, the Safik Bia is a Torah Safik, it's a Safik. There's no din of Safik about him. So it's a Safik. Now I'm going into a second Safik. Let's assume I went into Sadeh Gimel. Was I mile over the Tumit? So l'chayre, the second Safik is a Safik Magarari. That means the second Safik works that, good. Well, there's a Safik, maybe you went into Sadeh Gimel. Before you went into Sadeh Gimel, maybe you went mile over the Tumah. L'chayre, the second Safik, I have a Psak of Safik Kevadai. The second Safik is a Safik Magarari. There was a Stira, if we'll assume there was a Stira. So was there a bagus? He should say Safik Kevadai. So why it shouldn't be a Svek Sveike? Rabbi Lezer says Safik all is mutar al Svek Sveike. So Lachaira, why does it become a Svek Sveike? Why on the second Safik don't you say Safik Kevadai? That was the Ha'ora I had. So my Shvoger Amatel Waldman wanted to tell me that the whole din of Safik Kevadai was only said if I'll end up with a Psak Vadai. But if I'll never end up with a Psak Vadai, there's no din of Safik Kevadai. So that means on the second Safik, was he mile over a mace? Wasn't he mile over a mace? So this Safik, I'll assume he was mile over the mace. But he can't say he's Vadai Tomei, because I never was Mavad who went to Sadeh Gimel. So since I'll never end up with a Vadai Tomei, there was no din of Safik Kevadai. Safik Kevadai doesn't paskenois, I assume this way. Safik Kevadai is only if after the Psak I say he's Vadai Tomei, so then I say Safik Kevadai. But if after the Psak he can't be Vadai Tomei, so then there's no din of Safik Kevadai. So Memela the second Safik Paskin sich euch nicht ois, so Memela I have a Svek Sveke. That is what he wanted to say. And that I had a Shtikel Ha'ore, and then we'll go further. The Rit Al Gazi in Bechayres says, what is the Halacha if a person is a Safik if he touched a Sheretz, and is a Safik if it were B'shas he touched it, if it was a Rishus HaRabim or a Rishus HaYochid. What's the Shaila? If there's three people there, it's a Rishus HaRabim. There's two people there, it's a Rishus HaYochid. So he was Mesupik. B'shas, the Safik was Noiled. B'shas, the Safik was Noiled. So Safik Rishus HaRabim, Safik Rishus HaYochid. And now there's another Safik if he touched the sheretz or not, if he touched the sheretz or not, that's the second Safik. So from the Rit Al Gazi Volt Eisgewissen, that because of the second Safik, it doesn't become a Svek Sveike. He is Safik Tomei, he says. Not a Svek Sveike. He's Safik Tomei. Safik Shusam, Safik Shusayochi. So he says, let us shtal on Chazok. He says, you can't shtal on Chazok because maybe it was a Rishus HaYochid. So you can't shtal on Chazok. He's Safik Tomei. He doesn't make a Svek Sveike out of it. So Vais Tochois, that he says that's a case of a person that's Safik Tomei. So now I don't understand why by Safik Bia you make a Svek Sveike. Why by here you make a Svek Sveike and there you don't make a Svek Sveike. Baal Kaponim, this is Pshat and Taisvus, in the first Teretz of Taisvus. Inami. Now Taisus says a second Teretz. Afilu will assume that Medeiris Ha'akum is Vaday Tomei. So Memele, so now how can we make a Svek Svek? Is Eime Achaltei Odiv Mishar Svekis. This is not a Poshe to Sofik. The Sofik Horogelu B'Korev Levadai. This is a Korev Levadai that Mestome the Chud ate it up. The Chaz ate it up. The Teide Bafilu Midi Vadai Boy Lemei Meshayotzi Zeh Sofik. So this is a Korev Levadai. So a Sofik that's Korev Levadai on the Tzad Heter, you don't say Svek Sveke, you don't say, so you can't make, you don't say that kol sveike is sveike sveike shata yochel rabbis, you should say yochid sveike tome. Now, one shtickle ha'ora on this teretz of Taisvis. So Taisvis says that this suffix could be moitzi, this is a suffix harogel. So mamela it's called levada, so mamela you don't say svek sveike is tome. But L'chayre, we're speaking about according to Rove. Now Rove holds that this Sofik HaRogel of Eima Achalte, you say Ein Sofik Moitzmi Devadai. L'maise Rove holds like that. That means that, what was Rove's Teretz? Rove's Teretz was that even though it's a Sofik HaRogel, it's a Korv Levadai, Mistome was eaten up, but there's a 5% chance that it wasn't eaten up, and the Vadai Chometz was brought in, so Ein Sofik Meitzmi Dei Vadai. So Ravi said that this Sofik HaRogel cannot be Meitzi from a Vadai. That's what Ravi said. So L'chaycha, we have to understand, if the first Sofik was there an Eifel, wasn't there an Eifel. So according to the second Teretz of Taisvus, I assume there was an Eifel. You say, if I can, it's a good Sofik. You say, on the first Sofik, you say Sofik Yavadai. So I assume now that there was Vadei and Eifel, because on the first Sofik you say, Sofik Tumi Vishu Sayochet Sveike Tomi, so it's Vadei Tomi. So if I assume that their Vadei was an Eifel, so now, how could Rove say that the Chulda ate it up? Ain't Sofik Meitzmi De Vadei. We're back now, if Rove himself holds that Ain't Sofik Meitzmi De Vadei, and on the first Sofik, was there an Eifel? Wasn't there an Eifel? I paskenois Sofik kivadai. I paskenois that I assumed there was a Vadei Eifel. So l'chayre, how could the second Sofik be moitzi from the first Sofik? The first Sofik has a din Vadei, al Sofik tumi b'shus hayochid is Vadei tom. Unless you'll say, l'gabi the din Sofik kivadai, it doesn't have a din of Vadei, l'gabi the halacha of ein Sofik moitzi midei Vadei. Let us go further. Zalkaponim, Rove said a yisod, that we do not say that a sofik is not maitzimi devadai, afilu a sofik harogul, it's not maitzimi devadai. Frek the Gemara, the ein sofik maitzimi devadai, is this true? For Tanya, we learned in the Baraisa, chover shemeis, veiniach megure meleya peris. And this chover left over a megure meleya peiris, and these peiris were after gemar meloche. After gemar meloche, the zachiyev tevel minatayre. Va'afilu hein b'nei yoimon, even though this megure, the gemar meloche of the peiris was mi ba'oid yoim, harei hein b'cheskas misukon. So I assume that as soon as he made the Gemara Meloche, at that time he was Mafresh Trumas Amaisus. So the Gemara had held that Achava, we're speaking about Achava. So the Gemara had held now, Roiv Chaveirim Ma'asrim. That means if you belong to the Chava party, Chava means ultra-Orthodox maybe. Or Salkaponim, Roiv Chaveirim are ultra orthodox, so they're mafresh. As soon as it becomes mesukin, they're mafresh. There's a miyat chaverim which are orthodox. They also belong to the chover party, but at the same day, he just finished. You have to do it the same day. So there's a miyat chaverim which are not mafresh. Roiv chaverim are mafresh. A miyat chaverim are not mafresh. Now, Wuklera Shaila, so who was this Chava? He belonged to the Chava party. Was he from the Roy? Was he from the Miyit? So Mestame, we say, Haloichacha Roy. We say, Mestame is from the Roy. Haloichacha Roy. About Al Kaponim, we have a similar Roy by a Chuda also. Most Chudas will eat it up. But also there's a Miyit which don't eat it up. There's a Miyit which are Meshaya. Even though it's a korov levadai that they'll eat it up, but there's a miut that don't eat it up. So we learned over here, chava shemei, sunich migurim alei peyes, afil haim b'nei yoimon, hareyem b'cheskes misukon, b'hoche devadai tvili hani peyri. This peyres was zichre tebel, v'sofik mu'usorim, v'sofik loy mu'usorim, and there's a sofik, v'lei mafrish ma'isar or not. Because he suffered, he commits me devadai. So you see that a roi, since Abu Lamaisa, it's still, no, even though it's still a suffik, it's not a vadai, but a korev levadai, a roi can be maitsi from a vadai. A roi can be maitsi from a vadai. So we're back to the kasha. And for the Gemara, Hosam vadayu vadayu. The vaday maasri. If you belong to the chava party, there's no two madreges in the chava party. Kid rabchanine chazo, the omer rabchanine chazo, chazoke al chava sheni meitzi mitachas yodai, dovo sheini misukun. If he's a chava, he has to have this mile that he won't be miniach adovo sheni misukun. It's not roiv chaveirim maasrim, it's if he, all chaveirim maasrim. So if he's a chover shemeis, so memele, you can be assured that he was mafresh meisres, so memele, so it's a vaday and a vaday. Sokht Rashi, b'nei yoim, m'gure goyren, b'nei yoimon, den ikorin heim shahayoim nismachu, that the gemar meloche was today. Pahoche, kiven dem murochin heim, since that there was gemar meloche, meruach was made, v'arei hein bebayis, the whole megure bebayisu, vadai tvili, so it's vadai tevel, to nigmuru melachton, the rol pnei habayis, the chal shem tevel aleim misho shero pnei habayis. So it seems the gemar melach is outside, then it's brought into the house, that's the megure, the megure is already after the gemar melach, they bring it into the house to store it there. Sofik Isran, Sofik Isran Chavel Ze, Sofik Le Isran. Osi Sofik Ze, Umoitzi Peres Alolu Mi Devadi Tebo, Mishum De Roy Chavere Maasrim Hem Miyad, Koidim Shiyanichim Mitachas Yodai. So, just like we are Seimach and Roy, Lagabi all other Shailas, so even though here there was a Vadai before, this is different than all roivs. All roivs, I find a piece of meat. I don't know where the meat comes from. They say, haloichach a roiv. It came from a kosher store. The ninth so to sell kosher meat, and one sells treif. I assume it comes from a kosher store. Here we have a vadai before. It was vadai tevel. But al kaponim, we see that a filu kineged a vadai, roiv can help. And for the Gemara, osam vadai u vadai. Just like it is poshit that this was tevel before, so it's poshit that if he is a chover, his ich was mafresh maisres. This is not haloich acharoi, ela chazoke vadai al kol achaveirem. This is a chazoke all chaveirem. If he has a shame chover on him, so all chaverim is will not be meniach adovo mitachas yodom she'ena mesukim. Al kaponim, we see from this Rashi, also a yesodis de kezach, that roiv, haloich acha haroiv, is not a vadai. No, the din of haloich acha haroiv is a din sofik. Rashi calls it gimgum vehiloch acha haroiv. It has a din sofik. No, pshat is misafik, I can rely on it, but it's not a birul vadoi. It's not a birul vadoi. This is a yisod, there's a famous shita mekabetzis and baba metziah. Shita mekabetzis and baba metziah says, the gabi the halacha, not to go into the particulars of the case, But there was a case of Asiri Vadai Veloy Asiri Sofik, that the tenth behemoth, that by Maisa Behemoth has to be a Vadai Mechuyev. A Sofik Mechuyev, you don't give Maisa Behemoth. It's a Sofik. So there's a tzir there that let us say Haloich Acha Haroiv. Haloich Acha Haroiv, but let us say it's Mechuyev. So the Shita Mekebetzah says Haloich Acha Haroiv is a Sofik. It's not a Vadai. A famous Shita Mekebetzah is above Metzir. We have the same Yisod from Rashi over here. Rashi says the same thing, Haloich Acha Haroiv is a Gimgum. The Gemara calls it Sofik. So Memele, but here the Gemara says, by a Chover it is not Roiv Chaveirim Maasrim, it's Chazoke an or Kol Chaveirim the Maasrim. That is the first Teretz of the Gemara. Now the Gemara gives a second Teretz. The second Teretz is Viboy Yisayim Sofik V'Sofiku. Could be you assumed it's Vadai Tevel. No, it's a Sofik if this ever was Tevel. And now there's a Sofik if he was Maisa. Could be there's a Roiv Taka. Sofik V'Sofiku. Dilme Mikore Eima Deloi Tvili. Maybe this Tvua never became Tevel. Kirabi Oishie. The Omar Rabbi Oishie. Marim Odom Al Tvu Osoi Umachniso Bemoit Shelov. That it is possible that a person could bring Tvua into his house. If he brings the Tvua into the house before Gemar Meloche, he's bringing the Tvua in when the psoilis, the husks, are still on it. So he brought the Tvua into the house before Gemar Meloche. So, k'day sh'tei behem toyecheles. We'll see, so it is not a tevel d'yereise. It's not tevel d'yereise because when it was brought into the house, it was before Gemar Meloche. And after Gemar Meloche, there was no riyas p'nei abayis. So there's only a tevel midarabono. A tevel midarabono the behem is permitted to eat. So, memele, so therefore, that was the memra of Rabbi Yishir, that a person could bring tvua into his house, and then give it to the behemoth, because it's only a tevel derabonin, not a tevel d'yereis. So memele, when we see this chava, that this chava had tvua mesukonim, we can never know if this tvua is a tvua d'yereis, a tevel d'yereis, or a tevel derabonin. Could be this chava brought it into the house b'moit shelo. So already it's a sofik tevel mid'yereis. So it's a sofik tevel. And now we have reif chaveir ma'asrim. So Memela, that is why it is Mutter. Yeah, let us see Rashi. The boy is Ema Sofik Vesofiku. It's a Sofik Vesofik. Ki heiche de Mesafkalon. Just like we have a Sofik. He asrinun, iloy asrinu. We have a Sofik, he was Mafresh Maisa. That's a Sofik. Achanami Kilasvuki Chal Alayu Shem Tevel Moilo. So we have a Sofik if this ever was Tevel. Iloy. Umikore Eimer Loy Tevel. Could be it never was Tevel. Afal Pishahein Memurochim. How could you say it's not Tevel? It's after Gemar Melochim. Ubisoich Abayis. And there was Rias Pnei Abayis. So that doesn't mean anything. Eimer Ovad Lahu Kid Rabbi Oishia. Maybe he did like Rabbi Oishia said. Sheikhniso Lebayis Bemoit Shelo. He brought the Tvua into the house with the Psalis. Vacharkach Dosh Umemareach. In the Gemar Meloche was done in the Bayis. Vachoy Vasa Tevel Cholo. When does it get a shame Tevel? Berias Pnei Abayis Vabob Metzia Basoiche. If there was Rias Pnei Abayis, it entered the house after Gemar Meloche. When this was brought into the house, it was brought in b'moit shelo, so it was brought in before Gemar Meloche. After the Gemar Meloche, mein elu pnei abayis. So that isn't called, there was riyas pnei abayis. El shenichnas derech psochim. That it came into the bayis after Gemar Meloche. Kedisanya, the Gemara says in Brochis, chasidim arishoinim oimachnisim peiroiseim, derech traksamoin, kedei lechaivon b'maisa. Achshav machnisen derech gagois, derech atzeres v'karfifois, lebayis kedei lepoitron. So it is brought in, not derech ha-pesach, in order that it shouldn't be achi of the rice. Hilkech Leichayil Alayu Shem Tevel. So if there was no Rias Pnei Abayis, if after the Gemara Melachah there was no Rias Pnei Abayis, it is not Tevel Min HaTorah. Umuter Hayoyrish Hazel La'Oichlon Achilas Kva. So therefore, since it's only a Sofik Tevel, and the Chover is doch a Sofik Hifrish, Roiv Chaveirim Asrim, so Bemele, he's Mutter to eat it. And Nuchanami, the shame table wasn't chal. Legabi ta'asar achilas araim. Achilas kva miyelitzeru, but an achilas kva should be yosar. Do the mitzra achilas kva. And for Rashi, do the mitzra achilas kva, koidem kviyas goyrim gmar meloche. Let us explain Rashi's kasha and Rashi's teretz. Rashi yes the kasha min ha-teire in order for it to have a shame. In ha-teire, in order for it to have a shame table, and to be osa b'achila, you need gmar meloch and riyas b'nei abayis. Mida rabbonon, without anything, without gmar meloch, without riyas b'nei abayis, mida rabbonon it's teretz. But this table Chazal asod achilas kva and wamater achilas aroi. So memele, but this is a table vada midarabono. So memele, so Rashi has to mirror the kekashe. So midarabono, let us write to say in sofik meitz midai vada. That means before he did anything, it was vada table midarabono lagabi achilas kva. So it's vada table. So now, and you're telling me that what? That the Reiv Chaveire Masrim. So Reiv Chaveire Masrim. So it's a Sofik. So let us say in Sofik, Moitzim Idei Vadai. That's Rashi's Kasha. And for Rashi, this whole halacha that Rav had said, in Sofik, Moitzim Idei Vadai, that is Dafke by Avadai De Araise. This Avadai Din De Araise Chal. So then, a sofer cannot be moitzi, even a roid cannot be moitzi, even a vadai din de reis. But, if there was only chal a vadai din de rabbonon, the whole vadai is only mid de rabbonon you say, sofer moitzi mid de vadai. This is Rashi's teretz. Let us see Tosfos. G'day shetehei beheima oicheles. V'teima, like Tosfos akashe, the Mikol Mokim Tosfos asks Rashi's kasha. Have a vadei tevel midarabona. Aber midarabona and it's vadei tevel. Le'inyin achilas kva. Afilich nisa b'moit shalom. Afil he brought in with the moit, so it's still vadei tevel midarabona. Kida'oma, kidei shetei behem oichelas. The whole thing that he accomplished according to Rav Oishiyah, if you bring it in before Gemar Meloche, is the behem is permitted to eat. Aber hu atzmoi also. But he himself is not allowed to, because Tevel Darabonon is also Achilas Kva. But they said to Tanya, and another Raya, Maisla Be'ekama Debeye, Hichnis Lebayish Shiboylin, a person brought in some kernels, Lases Mehem Ise, Oichel Mehem Aroi, he can only eat from them Aroi. There was no Gemar Meloch and nothing. Upoter, Aroi is Mut. Frektach Taisves, Vikosi sofik umoitzi midei vadai derabono. So we see from here that a sofik could be moitzi from a vadai derabono, the way Rashi had said. Vechoshev lu becheskas misukonim, and you'll have to eat it. A vadai derabono, you say sofik moitzi midei vadai. Frektach toisvis, oi bazoi, gabi chomit. So what's the Gemara's kasha? So what's the Gemara's Teretz say? Gabi chometz amai lo yosi sofik moitzi midei vadei b'dike de rabbono. The whole the b'dike is only mid rabbono. The mid de raise b'bitul ba'al mesagi. Mina teire helftach bitul. So mina teire helftach bitul. So it is only, so the whole chiyuv is only do le gabi ad rabbono. By ad rabbono we say sofik moitzi midei vadei. So what did Rav answer? The akponim from here, it's muchach that by a vadi the rabboni you say sovik meitzim idei vadi. So why is there a chiyuv bdike? Ochazin and the shokol chayshin and oboy bdike. That was the diik from the mishnah. Why do you need bdike? It's only a vadi the rabbon. That's the iskash. reise be bittel ba'alma, sagi. Now, it is very interesting. From Taisus, we see a gewaldike yesod. Taisus es akashas avadai derabon. L'chayre, there's a vadai chiyiv b'dike derabon, and memele, so let's say sovik meitzi midei vadai. L'chayre, bishloime by tevel, the vadai was, it was vadai tevel. It had a vadai din tevel on it. Midrabon had a din tevel. So there Taisus says the whole din tevel is only a derabon, So you say, ain't sofik moitz mi devadai by a din de rabon. Here l'chayre, forget about dinim over here. Vadai chometz entered the house. This is a metzius. There was chometz in the house. Chometz, forget about the dinim, if it's like a b'dike or bittel. There was vadai chometz in the house. So if there was vadai chometz in the house, so mameilas, let's say, ain't sofik moitz mi devadai. Could be the whole yesod by a vadai de rabbonon. You say sovik meitzmi de vadai. That means if the only thing we're only playing with dinim, we only have dinim before the vadai tevel. So a vadai tevel, that vadai tevel de rabbon. That's only vadai. So the since tevels are din de rabbon, you say sovik meitzmi de vadai. But here l'chayre we have a metzias over here. There was vadai chometz in the house. That's a metzias. That's not a drabon, that's a metzias. So it's vadai chometz in the house. And now the shaila is, was the chometz eaten up? So let's say in sovik meitz midei vadai. By statesmentosis, you don't say that. You don't look at the metzias. You look at the halachis. They didn't have sovik meitz midei, in sovik meitz midei vadai as legabi the halachis. There was chal already, there was a din vadai, there was a vadai yisr, a vadai chiyuv. So memela a sovik can be meitzi from this vadai chiyuv. Like the chtaisis in chiyuvim is only a chiyuv darabonon, because midarais a bitl bial mesagi. So memela, so let us say sovik meitzi midevav. V'oi meri, the masnisen airi bishaloi bitloi, tave vadai dierais. The Mishnah is speaking about bishaloi bitloi, tave vadai dierais. So the Pnei Yeshua has two mahalchim how to understand Pshat and Tais Vistera. One mahalch is that when the chulda came in to the house, it was before Bittl. It's speaking about before Bittl. So Bishas laid the sasofik, now there was achiv derais on the house. It was achiv derais, it was before Bittl. He was going mizovis lezovis, and he's going from one corner of the house to the other corner of the house, and all of a sudden he sees a chulda going from this corner going back to the other corner. So now the shayla is, I have to go back to the first corner. I'm before Bittl. I'm still in the B'dike process. I wasn't by it. I'm in the Chal Noch before everything. So now there's a Sofik and a Darais over here. I wasn't Mevafel yet. So Memele, so now there's a shayla and a Darais. There's a shayla and a Darais. And when there's a shayla and a Darais, so on this shayla we say, ain't Sofik mitz mi devadi. Now it's a shayla and a Darais. Now let one ask a kasha. Fine. But let him be mevatel, and now become a derabonon. So to Pnei Yeshua, you don't say this. Since Bishas leidus asofik, the Bishas leidus asofik, it was a din in a deraise. Otzichban oiske paskin that there's a din deraise. You have to. There's a chiyuv deraise now to be boidik this rishus min atayim. We're going to boidik this rishus. So Meila was chal already. So this is a mokim that you have to be mevatel and boidik. Already, this is a mokim that is a din of chometz vada, and you have to do all the halachas. Now, in the middle, you can't, because that was the psak bishas leidus asofik. Bishas leidus asofik was still a deraise, so bishas leidus asofik paskin sich shein ois, the middle has a din of a ein sofik meitzim idei vada deraise, and therefore is mechuyev to be bevatel and boidik. That's one mahalach of the Pnei Yeshua. Another mahalach of the Pnei Yeshua, he wants to say, that maybe the diik, the Lashon of Taisus, the Masnis, he wants to say the diik of the Mishnah is speaking about when you can't be mevatel anymore. And now you can't be mevatel anymore. So it's a sofik derais. Two mahalchim in the Pnei Yeshua. V'oid oimari. Now the Ri said another teretz. The hod ekom arein becheskes mesukonim. That. Now, the second teretz of the Ri wants to be choylik on Rashi. What did Rashi say? Rashi had said that by avadai de rabbonon, you say, sofik meitz mi de vadai. Voi doi meri, that is not, that the whole yesod is not emes. Avadai de rabbonon, you also say, in sofik meitz mi de vadai. Tohode koma ay etzes harayim becheskes misokonim. Haynu bahanoch de loichozu elu lebehime. It means you're allowed to give it to a behemoth. So that means it's a legabi a behemoth. It never was a badai. Legabi a behemoth, there was a suffix. Maybe there was gman malach, maybe there wasn't gman malach. So legabi a behemoth, there never was a suffix. That was a badai, so we say suffix. Might be day suffix. But a person ain't a chinami. A person is not permitted to eat it. Because since it was once a badai, didn't the rabbonon. That hit a shame table on it, so you say in Sovik Maitz me Devad. Behold the Porch Vimenochis Pekabishmoil. Amai de Koma Miruach Anochi Aine Poita. The Gemara says as follows. The Meike Adin, if a guy makes Gmar Moloche, it patters. So the Rabbonon said, Miruach Anochi Aine Poita. That if the guy made the Gmar Moloche, it doesn't patter. Why did they make such a lochim? Mishum balei kisi, perish ashirim, shemoichem tvu osom lenochi kaide miruach. They want a paday, what's our ashirim? Ashirim, they had tremendous fields. And mice is going to involve thousands of dollars. No, thousands of dollars, you have to go to a good accountant before you give away the mice. So these ashirim had a beautiful eitzah what to do. So they went before the Gmar Moloche, they sold it to Azoi. The guy made meruach, then they bought it back from the guy, they gave him a profit of $10, meiridik, and then they put it for mice. So the chacham emma, so what are you going to do? You're going to say the meruach hakam doesn't pass, so here's a different age, so do like Rabbi Shia. Be machnes the tzvua b'moich, so what are you going to do then? So it means so, you can't fight for the all, you can't do anything about it. So lochair, according to Taisvis now, Taisvis just said, so what should you do? According to you'll do like Rabbi Shia. If you do like Rabbi Shia, so Rabbi Shia only helps for behemoths. It doesn't help. Taisa says, but for an Adam it won't help anything. Mashme the legamri potter. Vice Taisa, if they'll do like Rabbi Shia, they'll be completely potter. And for Taisa, achi perusha. Over look at Rabbi Shia. They'll do like Rabbi Yishir, b'midi, the machol, b'hema, ma'ilu chachomim b'takant. Ein hachanami. That Rabbi Yishir's zicher is not a p'tur for Adam. It never was a p'tur for Adam. The more means of a legabi, something that he wants to give to behemoth, that he'll be able to be misakin with mites. Kidei shetei behema oichelas. Mashma, the betevel shero pnei abayis, bayis tachoyis, that Rabbi Yishir said an eitzim, that you can, that in order to be able to give tevel to your behemoth, if you bring it in before Gmar Moloche, you can give it. Mashme de betevel shero pnei abayis, aflo behemoth nami lo yochlo. So you cannot give it to a behemoth. V'teimel lari, maishno mishar hano de shori. Why can you give it to behemoth? I'm not eating it. I'm giving it to the behemoth. The loy matzino tevel shu osobano. We don't find the tevel is osobano. Ishloim the darshinim ba mamem madlikin. Gabi ein madlikin be tevel tome. Mishum dechsiv es mishmeres trumoisa. Bishtei trumeis akosov medaba. Achas tahira va achas tmei. Now let us just understand the drosha 1 minute. Mishmeres, the Torah is speaking about two trumas. Now what are two trumas? There's truma tahira and there's truma tmeya. Truma tmeya, truma tahira, the kohen is permitted to eat it. Truma tmeya, the kohen is permitted to lahadlik by a saner. He's permitted to use it as fuel. So the pasuk is not two trumas. So now, the drosh is as follows. Ma tahira. Just like by truma tahira, ein lecha bo elo mishas harome veilach. By truma tahira, the shimush that you're permitted to have from it is only after hafroshe. When it's tevel, you're not allowed to eat it. You have to wait after hafroshe. Af tmeye, kein. Vayinu adloke. So truma tmeye also, the schus that the kohen has in truma tmeye, which is adloke, he also only gets after afrosh. Period. So now we know that trumet meye, you only are allowed to be madlikat after afrosh. So we see Tevel Tomei is also bad luck. Pahod Goma Tahira Mitmeya. Now we'll learn how Tahira Mitmeya. Matmeya de Mitzer bad luck e Kaidamarome. Aftahira. So just like Tumat Mei Tevel Tomei. Before Afrosh is also bad luck. And what is that luck? Hano Shel Kilui. It's a noah that is being derived through the destruction of the Trumim. After Hire, so Tahira also before Hafrosh is also Banor Shel Kili. Not only are you not allowed to eat Tevel Tahir, you're not allowed to derive benefit Ayidei Kili, Hanor Shel Kili, from Tevel Tahir. To give a behemoth to eat is Hanor Shel Kili. Every hano that comes about through the destruction of the tevil is also. From here we learn out, and Yisrael machel abahem pekashine trume. Now we learn out a third halach. That just like by truma tahoire, by truma tmeya, the hano shel kilui is only muta for a kohen. Up by truma, so the same thing by truma tahire, hano shel kilui is only muta to a kohen, not to a Yisrael. Therefore, a Yisrael cannot be machel behemtoi kashine trum. Rashi loipirish kein b'shabes. Frech de gemore weiter. Ve'ein sofek moitzi midei vada. What are you telling me? Still a kasha and rova. Rova said a yisod. That ain't sofik moitzi midei vada. Bosanya, we learned in a baraisa. Omer Rabbi Yehuda. Maise b'shifchosi shol matzik echot berimoin. There was a maise with a shifche of a matzik echot. A matzik echot, Rashi says, inish alma v'yisroel hava. There was a powerful person. He had a shifche. And this was in rimoin. And she hitila neifel leboil. And she threw in a nafel into a boil. Fine. Ubo koyin. We'll see why this Taisa says it was a koyin shaita. Rashi says he wasn't nizah. He wasn't smart for sure. Ubo koyin. The hitzitz boy. Now they asked a koyin to look and to look into the boil to find out leida im zochehu im nekeve. That means the shivcha threw away the nafel. And now they wanted to find out what this nafel was. If it was a zocher, so the mother has to mislead of a zocher. If it was a nekeve, it has to mislead of a nekeve. The kohen comes, he looks into the boil, as had garnished. He didn't see anything there. Ubo maisel if nechachomim. Now you have to know why he didn't see anything. Could be it was dark, could be it was taken away already. Akasha v'maisel. But he didn't see anything. So now the kohen had a different shailah. He told me enough. The bo meisel nechachomim, the tiaruhu mimei shechulder bardalus mitzuyin shom. Because in a boyer is a chulder bardalus, so mimei lechachomim were meikel. They said even though there was a vadai nefel in the boyer, mimei le, but since it's a chulder bardalus, so we say sofek meitzim idei vadai. So you're toil. We can rely on the Korev Levade of the Achilles Chulder Balbus. Yeah. V'hoch efrek the Gemara and Rove, the Vadei hitila. Vadei she threw in an eifel. V'sofek giriru, sofek lo giriru, aishaite. There was zicha an eifel here, there was zicha tum in the boy. Now there's a sofek, was the tum taken out or not? Because a sofek umoitzi midei Vadei. You see, a sofek umoitzi midei Vadei is a kashan Rove. Don't say that she threw in a nafel abayil. It was a sofik nafel. So very good. So it's a sofik nafel. Maybe the challah wasn't a nafel. And now, if it was a nafel, maybe a chulda was geirah. Frag the Gemara, how can you tell me it's a sofik nafel? We learned if it's a... Wanted to know if it was Zohar Nekev, why is it a Zichar Nefel? It's a Mahochika. Leida, Ibuachi, Pilim, Nefel. First he wanted to find that maybe Bechlala wasn't a Nefel. Maybe it was a Shvir, that Tametamet, Tumas, Nepal. So that was number one he wanted to know. The Imtim, so Leima, Nefel, Pil. This is going to find out by looking into the Bayer. If it was a Nefel, Leida, Zohar Nekev. So Memele, so that's the first peretz on Rove. He says, Rove answered, here's not a Vadai, here is a Sofik. So Memele, we say Sofik, might be day Sofik. Riboy Yisayme, Osam Vadayu Vadayu, it's a Vadai. Kiven the Chulba, Balbalus Mitsuyim Sham, Vadai Girehu Baishaita. So if there's a Chulba, Balbalus, it's Zichen not there. Nehedishi Yurei Meshaira, that could be. That what it ate it up is a Sofik. That could be is a Sofik. But Migrami is Vadai Gorim Baishaita. But in the Bayer Zicha won't be. If it was eaten up, if it was stored in there, in the chul, in the hole of the chul, the baalvus, that's debatable. And that's a sofik. But they zikha, as soon as they see a nafel in the boil, the first thing they do, they take it out. So it's a vadai u vadai. So mamele, it's no kasha an rof. Sok rashi. Ubo koyim vehitzitz, he went to look al svas abel. Leida im zocher im nekev. The Koyim Korev Oim Ibnei Abayis Hoye. Rashi is, why did they, of all people, why did they send the Koyim? He was a Korev, or some Ibnei Abayis, exactly what that is, Vaisach Nish. Vesholchu Shom, Vahagid Le'imoy Mativa. So they sent the Koyim, he should tell her, what's with this Nefel? The Tavchin, so she'll be able to know, being the differentiate, being Tumet, being Tumet, Vetara Socha, Now he was nizar on the azoret. And he looked into the boy. And he did not see the knife. So we don't know if it's because the knife was not about there. Or maybe he didn't notice the knife. The tiaru mimael ala meis, and they were metaira. Shechulde ubardeles metzuyim sham. Ustam chulda barbalis paisayach tefachu begiraru lechuran v'loy heil. So let us just explain what Rashi is saying over here. Rashi had a meridik akasha, which Tosis also asked the kasha. Rashi the kasha as follows. Good. The nafel is not in the boil. Where is the nafel? It's in the chul tachas the koisle aboil. It's underneath the kalk. They have a storage place there. Rashi got a kasha, but we still have a sofik tuma over here. So, because he's standing, that means it's vada giru, but sofik achlu. So lemaise, so we have a nafel, so we still have to assume that the nafel is still around. But it's not in the boyer, it's vada giru, but it's on the outskirts of the boyer. So there's a kever under the, where the kain is standing, there's a kever over there. So memele, so it's dachweiteshver. Dachweiteshver, so why didn't this coin become tummy? Why didn't this coin become tummy? If we say there's a vade nafel here, if we say there's a vade nafel, so memele, and it's only sofigiru, so sofigiru means it's not in the boil, it's on the side of the boil. And the coin is standing over it, so why doesn't the coin become tummy? And for Rashi, that the chul of a chude is a peseyach tefa. So mail of the chul of a chul is a peseyach tefach. So we have a klal that a peseyach tefach is a oil. An oil is a tefach al tefach berum tefach, and is chaytitz b'fnei atume. So mail is a fakel. So kolzman the nafel was in the boil. So mail is the tume was bekas v'oil. So if he bends over and looks into the boil, he's mile over the nafel, he becomes tummy. But as long as I assume that the nafel was brought into the chul, so I feel he's standing on top of the chul, but since the chul is a peseyach tefach, there's a teiris oil, it's chaytzetz b'fnei atum. That is what Rashi says. Now this Rashi, dachsumir, is a gewaldike metzia. There's a machloikis, the Rambam and the Raivit, in Hilchis Tumas Meis, as follows. The Rambam says that if a person has a oihel, which is a tefach, al tefach, berum tefach, there was a kezayis min hameis in this oil. So the Rambam says, so the oil is chaytzis b'vneyatum. So it's an oil, it's chaytzis b'vneyatum. The Raivit comes in his masik on the Rambam, with a moira de kaasog, he says, no. He says, if you have a kezayis min hameis in a oil, That's a tefach al tefach berum tefach. So that is a tumah ritzutze. He says, you have to measure an oil tefach from where the mace ends and where the oil begins. In order to have a shem oil tefach, you need a halal tefach. You need a mokem poney of a tefach. If the whole oil is a tefach, al tefach, berum tefach, and you stick the kezayis min a mace, so you don't have an oil tefach anymore. You have less than a tefach, because the kezayis takes up place. So memeila say tainis, it's a tumah ritzutze, and it's not choytzis. Rambam holds that it has a shem oil, and the Rambam holds that it has a shem oil, and it is choytzis. Agavuche, there's a beautiful word from Rab Chaim to say pshat in the Rambam. The Kesef Mishnah asks Akasha on the Rambam. The Rambam seems to hold that there's an oil that's a tefach or tefach brum tefach, even though there's not a cholol tefach, it is choytzis b'fnei atum. In fact, the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam says, if you have a kever and there's a tefach from the mace till the top of the oren, it's choytzis b'fnei atum. So the Rambam himself said, Like the Raivet, that you need a tefach ponui. It's not the and here the Rambam says that a kezayis is you have a kezayis and the oil tefach al tefach brum tefach and the tzchayis is b'fneiatum. So Rab Chaim says a beautiful teret. So Rab Chaim says as follows: we had an Erevin, more in Sukkah also, that if you have, let's say, a room. Let's speak about a holus also, and the room was filled with tzchayis. And you have a kezayis in a mace in this room. So it matters as follows. If he was mevatel the tzchayris there, that the tzchayris will remain in the room, so it's ois oil. So it's ois oil, so it doesn't have a tzchayris oil, because now it's sosum, it's completely filled up. So then, it doesn't have a shem oil. But if you have tzchayris in the room, and I intend to take out the tzchayris, I wasn't mevatel the tzchayris, so there's a shem oil, and the tzchaitzitz b'shnei atum. So what is mafkiya the shem oil? Mafkiya the shem oil is if you have something that soysim the oil and is going to remain there. Then it's you lost the shem oil. But if you have something that is temporarily there and will be taken away, so you have a shem oil. So tzchaitzitz b'shnei atum. Sagt Rab Chaim, that the Rambam that spoke about an oren, if you stick a person in an oren, and it's a kever, so he's going to stay there. So if you stick a mace in an oren, so he's going to stay there. So if from the mace till the top of the oren would be less than a tefach, so you will mevatel the shame oil minay, because you'll mevatel the mace is going to remain there. So then the Rambam said you have to have a tefach cholol between the oren and the mace. Masha enkein. He says, the Rambam, that says something, an oil tefach al tefach berum tefach, and you stuck a kezayis min ha-meis. Now, he didn't say you mevatel the kezayis there. Now there's a kezayis. What's going to happen in 5 minutes? I'll take out the kezayis. So then this kezayis is not mavkiya the shame oihel minay. It's an oil now. So memele, even though there's no cholo, so it's chaytzitz b'fnei atum. Ad kan divrei abchaim al Rambam. Now, we see from this Rashi says, Stam chur Rashi says, the chur is a peseyach tefach. So we see clearly that Rashi holds like the Rambam. And the chur is a peseyach, but the navel also takes a place. Now we have the same teretz over here, but the navel, the chur there wasn't mevatel the navel there. He didn't want to bury the navel in the chur. He wants to eat up the navel. So memele, so there was no bittul of the navel to the chur. So memele, so the chur has a shame oil. So it's chaytzitz b'fnei atum. Ruach yipil, we geru lechum lehel. Ruach yipil shvir male ruach. Vim tim tzulay menefe ho yekloim lecholei lehutzra. Shem ruachu lecholei lehutzra. Shem ruachu v'agit. Ein kam leitum mezoch v'leitum mezneikeibe. Vimerish uvlat. Zich nilirisim zoch v'neikeibe. Vadi gereru merzokim ein bekach. Loi domen lo masnissen doktoni a chazine chashinin. Hei de vadi ochlo loi oma, ava geru lechur shalehen oma.